front. A false face. A fake wall showing a building that's not really there. A disguise of some sort. No, this is not that. This is facing the room with a rawness you feel in the chest, like a layer of skin has been peeled from your heart, which is obvious to the people with X-ray vision sitting around the long table, chairs turned slightly toward you as they push their food around a plate. The taste of salsa is still on the edge of my mouth. I will part my burning lips and share some ideas that will hopefully prove how smart and funny I am. The heavy cloak I've been hiding beneath my sheepish front must be dropped thwomp onto the carpeted floor. Carpet? In a dining room? How the hell do they keep it clean? I notice the room has gone silent now. They've stopped chewing. A bit of food clings rudely to a woman's lip. Some are resting their chin on their knuckles or the back of their hand. They're waiting, seemingly interested in what I've got to say about stage fright. But as I trace the seam on my jeans with a fingernail, I'm suddenly remembering what it felt like to fall straight backwards like a felled tree and bounce awake on the springy floor outside the restrooms on a non-stop flight to Bangkok.